The particulars under which we're meeting at this time are going to demonstrate the continuation of a capacity that we've discovered to share moments of healing with each other, as demonstrated by the power of our minds to reach each moment a new idea about what we are. This is A Course in Miracles, a mind training device wherein you decide along with me to represent yourself in a whole new way within this slow continuum of time. You can demonstrate your innate capacity through love and forgiveness to be whole and perfect as we were created. They call me the master teacher, mastership employs and demonstrates the idea of teaching. I'm a teacher of teachers. So what I'm offering to you in this teacher's manual, okay, is your capacity to assume your role as a teacher of God. Look at me. Remember that if you take the role of being a teacher of God, you cannot not assume the idea of saviorship of the world with the admission that you're responsible for this world within your own mind. And that's what we're demonstrating together, aren't we? Okay, I'm occurring now within your sequence of time and demonstrating to you my certainty that at this moment in time, say to me, destiny. We have been destined to meet each other somewhere in time in the faculty that I'm offering you. Are you looking at me? Huh? Say to me, you're not what I expected. Huh? I'm not what you're expecting. What did you expect? Huh? An angel with wings or somehow a figure that is going to offer you a phenomenal occurrence outside of your own totality of perspective? What I'm offering you is a self-realization. I'm offering you the power of mind to change your mind about what you are. That's the purpose of the miracle training, so that you can demonstrate to the world, if you're watching this video with me, what you really want to accomplish. The simple fact of the matter is, if you've accepted your mission, as you have, hopefully watching this video, of being able to heal the sick and raise the dead, the manner of the provision for which it will be accomplished is now being offered to you. If you're looking at this video, somewhere within your association of the idea of your self-identity, you have wanted to help your brother. You have felt the pain of what's going on in this world. You have attempted to alleviate it within your own mind, haven't you? Okay, the offering that I'm giving you is the power to continue to exercise the idea of giving and have it enhanced by a moment of bright re-identity that qualifies you to heal the sick and raise the dead as a natural process of conversion that is occurring within this space-time sequence. Our vehicle of communication, and we're going to take just a few moments here now, is prayer. And what we're going to do at this time is pray together just for a moment and ask for relief from all of the burdens that you have brought in with you in this sequence of time and are still identifying within your own mind. Let's lay them down together as we say together this. Father, I was created in your mind a holy thought that never left its home. I am forever your effect, and you forever and forever are my cause. As you created me, I have remained. Where you established me, I still abide. And all your attributes abide in me because it is your will to have a son so like his cause that cause and its effects are indistinguishable. Let me know that I am an effect of God, and so I have the power to create like you. And as it is in heaven, so on earth. Your plan I follow here, and at the end, I know that you will gather your effects into the tranquil heaven of your love, where earth will vanish, and all separate thoughts unite in glory as the Son of God. So it's healing time. There's a 7-minute segment within our video associations where the entirety of the acknowledgement of a correspondence to heal has been offered us. Now it's 6 minutes and 20 seconds. Let's make application of our capacity to heal for this moment, shall we? Here. Here's the light of the universe in our shared minds. Watch this. Watch this. What have I done in secret? What does our Master Jesus say when he begins to perform miraculous healing? What does he say, John? Just don't tell anybody about this. What? You'll be beset with denial. Because the miracle that's occurring within your own mind at this moment of healing is not explainable to the conceptual mind. Did you see that with me? Here we go. Let's do it again. In a particular sense, healing occurs in secret. It occurs in an inner chamber of perfection, in a moment of self-recognition that you're whole and perfect as you were created. Many, many of you now, as the healers of God, are demonstrating this capacity within the slow continuum, and inevitably are being asked to justify the manner in which you heal, when the simple truth of the matter is that the miracle is going on all around us all the time, and that your demonstration of the capacity to heal was simply a release of the defense and attack modes that heretofore demonstrated your capacity to keep your brother sick to your need to be well, so that your sickness and wellness become interchangeable as definitions of your body. Would you like to have me demonstrate spontaneous remission? As an old carcass who is renewed this morning by demonstrations of the power of our mind. And I'm going to do it with that tumor. Watch me. There again, once more. You have no need to have that tumor. The tumor that you have in there was a decision you have made about yourself in relationship to what you're not. You have let this world tell you that you're a body occupied with your determination to remain sick because that tumor you have is an idea. Actually, that tumor is a very beautiful tumor. As a matter of fact, that's one of the most beautiful cancerous tumors that I have ever seen. Are you offended by that? Too bad. Why don't you let the idea of wellness be whole in your own mind? It only takes one thought. Just as it only takes one savior to save the world. If your idea of sickness and death is going to be perpetuated in your body association, who in all the universe can save you? Are you ready? No one. You've condemned yourself to isolation deep within your own dream and have refused to recognize the call that you are now hearing. Okay, in a new association of time in which you did awaken and are awakening. Well, the tumor's gone. Is it a phenomenal healing? Of course, but it's more than that. It's a determination on your part to represent yourself as whole and perfect without regard to the manner in which you are healed. If healing is nothing but the releases of your defense in correspondence to what you think you are, okay, the manifestation of healing should begin to occur all around this world. Is this not so? All right. If the light of the demonstration of the conversion of your mind is always available to you with no regard to the world whatsoever, you will assume your rightful role in the mission that you have accepted to bring about miraculous healing. Would you like to try that with my mind? Huh? Oh, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll be sick for just a moment. It's hard for me to be sick. I think about being sick and I mean, you want practice? Are you one of these healers? All right. Let's try it together. This is what we do as we advance in our profession, our avocation of healing. All right. We're using the teacher's manual of the course, which is showing us, all right, the manner in which it is performed in our association with each other. This is a process from the teacher's manual that we are demonstrating. We decided to do this 6-hour sequence of the manner in which healing is occurring. Okay, the acknowledgement that you want to be well would be a fundamental requirement because of the power of your mind to heal. That's what we've done in these last videos. But the simple fact of the matter is this: you're going to be whole and perfect whether you like it or not. So the decision to let that be true in you is the offer that we are now sharing. And the auspices, the mechanisms of the availability of the idea of a divine tumor, of a beautiful cancer, okay, of the converting agency of the recognition of your own perfection are what we're offering you. What's wrong with being as God created you? Why would you have to decide to be that if you are all the power in the universe? The idea that you would have to separate yourself and maintain a conceptual idea of yourself in a replication of the universe is why you're here. So this teacher's manual is offering you a discovered capacity to heal. And it was described very beautifully in these last hours we have done. Would you like to listen to a little more of what's occurring right now? First, will you heal me, please? I'll be here. Wait, there, that was pretty good. Yeah, wait. I'll try to represent a containment within, it's hard for me to do because I begin in light, and you enlighten me. Will you try to, there, is that okay? Wait a minute. What did you do that? Are you the cause of that? I think you are. Let's try it again. Everyone you're meeting, you're identifying in a body separate from you. It only takes a single moment of the power of our minds, either in your willingness to give it to me or my willingness to give it to you. That was done very well. Let me give you just this moment of joy. There's Bear, watch this. Bop. Was that all right? Well, watch that, watch that. That's better. That's good. Now, all we're really doing, we call this the Holy Spirit. The light energy is actually going on all around you right now. But a moment of our recognition of each other is required, very literally, because we're images of our own separation. And in the joining of our minds is where the healing occurs. Okay, I'll be sick again. It's hard for me. Here, now, are you going to heal me? Look at me. Do you love me? Despite all of the all of the conceptual ideas that are in my mind, as a particular kind of spiritual healer, I teach the teacher's manual very simply because I want it to be reasonable in your mind. If there's one thing I demanded in my association with God, that he be reasonable with me. He was unable to be reasonable because I could see no reason that would justify a totally loving God in association with the crap of this world. So I had to be reasonable in the idea, the possibility that conversion had to occur in my relationship with you. That's through sharing pain and death and love in the realization that there's a factor surrounding us that will offer us immediate relief within our own dreams of our association with each other. Are you ready? Everyone you're meeting in your conceptual mind is offering you the light that you're now expressing. Now, I initiated it in our association with each other. Will you turn, John, turn and look there. Turn and look at each other. Go ahead. Look. There. Now, we're meeting now, right here. Here's a moment of perfection that will be established in sequentiality in space-time. We call it a safe house. It's a place in space-time that you'll be able to utilize anytime you find yourself out in chaos and are looking for a little relief within what we would call the entirety of the necessity for you to replenish your supply of light. Now, we just had an entrance of aliens in this association who are not from this idea of galactic association at all, but they feel the power of love and available to them in exchange. I won't tell you what it's in exchange for. But they're going to replenish the supply that we're offering them very simply because it's a universal mind of supply and demand. Okay, if you demand it, it will be supplied to you. The question is not that. Your demand cannot not be based on the supply that you have previously given within the association in order to reap the benefit of the exchange or the miracle that's occurring within your own mind. Okay? As Jesus says it so beautifully in the Course in Miracles, you're not going to get back more than you've given away, but you can accumulate the giving in the exchanging of love that we're sharing at this moment. Will you give me just a little bit of your love? If you'll give that to me now, I can take the teacher's manual, which is what I have been offering to you. And in the sharing of love, the particulars of the manner in which we heal will be very evident to you because they have become an experience in your mind. You're not going anywhere conceptually without the experience. Healing is an experience of a recovery from what previously defined you within that body form. Thank you for the light that you just offered me. Have you been practicing the power of healing through the mind initially of Jesus and the Spirit? All right. The only other role that you could assume in this training is your own saviorship. Mm-hmm. Are you at that point with me where you say to me, are you the savior of the world? Will you save me? Am I whole and perfect as I was created? Am I? Does the power of your mind that you're offering me now correspond with the entirety of the realization that there is no identification in time that we would want to sustain within our own dream? Yeah. This is the healing practice that we employ in this Course in Miracles, in the mind training, all right, that precedes the teacher's manual. You have trained your mind in a systematic way to a self-recognition that corresponds to eternal life. You carry it with you as a demonstration of a capacity to heal. Now, my unlimited source that I offer you comes from the universe, not from the supply that I have retained in order to demonstrate the limitations that I impose on myself in order to occupy this little place. The only way I could come to know that, are you ready, was to give it away. The only way that I could come to know who I was within my association with God based on the replication of myself in space-time was to give. God only gives. Say it. Yeah. God is eternally extending from himself the certainty of universal mind. Okay? You're God-giving. Okay? And through your giving, you become godly in your association with each other. What a joyful idea. That in this teacher's manual, we have a description of what was just performed by you in our association with each other. Not only is that so, but can be read by you within the world if the world inquires, how did you do that? What power did you employ? And you say to them, I employed the power of love. Do you see that? Let's try it. I'm going to love you right out of our need to be separate within our bodies. Now, the initial requirement is to, should we try it? Say to me, I'm going to fall in love. Fall. I'm going to have to release my defenses a moment. I begin to feel the joy of being sustained as I fall by a moment of the joy of God's love. My fear of falling entirely is why I'm here. Go ahead. Say to me, I think I'm falling for you. I have fallen for you. And by falling for you, we have established a holy relationship where we continually fall in love. Now, the truth of the matter is we actually have nowhere to fall. The devastation occurs, okay, as we fall in love, we hold on to the tension and attempt to utilize the provision of mass, of ideas, of potential that justify within our association our need to create ourselves. It would be impossible for us to meet and fall in love and not immediately fall into the entirety of our fear and emerge in the joy of happiness that we no longer identify ourselves fearfully from each other. We know perfectly well who we are, and we can only know it by falling in love. everyone in this association conceptually has fallen in love lots of times. Say to me, I've fallen in love lots of times. Have you? Well, or I've never fallen in love. Stand by, you're about to. Your cynicism about love is not entertained within my mind, because you will either love or you'll be nothing. And the admission that you can fall under the devastating influence of the Holy Spirit and thereby emerge in a creating capacity are what I'm offering you. Now, you can say to me, I'm going to love you or my neighbor whether I like to or not, very simply because I know God loves you. That's a hell of a step. Because if you admit that God loves anybody, you won't try and circumvent the idea that he does and identify yourself with separate gods. You'll simply admit there's one source of reality, and that we share. Now, we hope that in this demonstration, in this first 30 minutes of this other hour, teaching the teacher's manual, that we have been able to demonstrate successfully the converting nature of the healing capacity that we represent as healers. You are whole and perfect as you were created. Under the auspices of the love of God, we are recognizing each other. Would you like to be a teacher of God? Yes. Okay. You've been offering relief to suffering from all of those who have been in pain. Your inability to alleviate entirely has allowed you to recognize the entirety of the responsibility. That's love right there, and that's what we're exchanging. That's the totality of us in this relationship of this teacher's manual that is demonstrating to us and explaining to us what's actually occurring in the healing process. All right? One of the great lessons of the workbook is, when I am healed, I am not healed alone. It's impossible, if you feel that joy and happiness of being healing, that all of those who are in your circumference of correspondence will not be healed along with you, and will share with you that joy of the sustaining of a new purpose for being in this continuum. And that purpose was to find each other, not within the little limitations of separate bodies that heretofore sustained us until we died, but in the admission that all of the power of the universe is available to us if we will simply allow the mass or density of potential to be used up within the moment of time where we identified ourselves as separate. So in the teacher's manual, it says this is the manner in which we are healing each other in that correspondence. Here. Now, my offering to you through the auspices of this Course in Miracles is a demonstration of my enlightenment through the utilization of the practice of alternative within my own mind. And that's what you're doing with me right now. When I am healed, I'm not healed alone, because all of the figures out there in the world are only my own replication of my own sickness. It's impossible, if I am healed within my own mind, that you are not also healed with me. Okay? Without the necessity to defend it or define it. Very simply because we are whole and perfect. Listen to what this teacher's manual says in regard to what we have just demonstrated together. All right, we have a problem here, don't we? This is about the guy that doesn't want to be healed by you. If the patient must change his mind in order to be healed, what does the teacher of God do? Can he change the patient's mind for him? Certainly not. I'm back with you for a minute. All I can offer you is the certainty of my unconditional love for you based on my own revelation. If I could change your mind for you, I would, but I can't. You are determined to express yourself in the solutions that you momentarily found within your own relationship with yourself. So be it. It can be a very gratifying experience because you're searching for peace and happiness, and you momentarily find it through the alleviation of the suffering of sickness and death. But once you make the connection between suffering and wellness, you cannot not experience finally the totality of the realization of the perfection that you are. What are we saying? If sickness is a decision within your own mind, your need to have that tumor and to identify it and have it cut out in your body association, so will it be with you. I am offering you the entirety of the solution in a divine realization that everything that you see is whole and perfect as it was created, and that the idea of sickness that takes the form of the tumor is not real within the entirety of our association with each other. Okay, look very quickly at this. Can he change the patient's mind for him? Certainly not. For those already willing to change their minds, he has no function except to rejoice with them, for they have become teachers of God with him, and that's what we're doing. He has, however, a more specific function for those who do not understand what healing is. These patients do not realize they have chosen sickness. On the contrary, they believe that sickness has chosen them. Here we are. This is going to be the first half hour. And I'm looking at you with the idea that you believe that you have become sick by influences and associations outside of yourself. And you may not, at this moment, be entirely open to the faculty of the healing, of the joy of a single experience I'm offering you, very simply because the idea of sickness within your own mind is how you stay well. Since you defend yourself from sickness, from attack, you identify your defense or wellness against the sickness. It's inevitable if you do that, that you will not be attacked by all of the thoughts that justify your need to be well in association with your own sickness. Into this impossible situation have come healers of God, represented by me, to offer you the light of my healed mind so that you can recognize your own wellness within yourself. Of course, it's going to require the laying down of your defensive and attack mode. Remember, when you're healed, you're not healed alone. We'll be back in just a moment because we're using the power of God to demonstrate our own wellness. Let's say it together. God is blessing us, everyone, at this moment. I'll be right back. Now, we have just 27 minutes to go here in my determination that we have begun to experience the healing. What's the fundamental requirement? The experience that you're well. The truth of the matter is that true wellness is not a description of it. Because all descriptions of association of being healed and being remedied will always only represent your past idea about yourself. Do you see that? Well, I had this malady, but I took this, and now I don't have it anymore. Yes, you do. You have an idea of it because it's contained within your own mind. The problem is not that. The problem is the next time you suffer from it, there will be a remedy of it available to you, hopefully, including chemotherapy or another involvement that does what? Justifies the idea that you are sick. Why? The idea that you are sick is the idea that you are that body. Look with me at this. If you have an idea that you are that body, you will suffer the consequences of the association of your body and seek a remedy for a sickness and disease that is already past, because everything about your body is only a review of what has already passed. You then project it into the future and justify the pitiful remedies you found for the retention of the body in a future reference and call it medicine. Do I object to the application of your medicine and the relief for the pain that you're experiencing? Of course not. What I'm offering you is my certainty that being sick, just as being a body, is a decision that you have made, just as the application of the solution in the remedy you find for a specific disease does relieve the symptom or the idea of that disease. As all of my doctor friends will assert, as they physician to this world in every practice they can give through the expertise of their own mind training to associate the idea of sickness specifically with the idea of remedy, rather than acknowledging in this teaching that the totality of the cause of the sickness is a decision that the patient has made within his own mind in order to keep his body identity. My offering to you, and certainly to you on this particular reference of this video, is my certainty that I am appearing before you as a healer, as a spiritual healer, if you'd like to call it that, and there are many, many of us, utilizing the power of the Holy Spirit through a Christ mind that we momentarily share in the certainty that we can heal. Do you remember this? This is from Jesus. If you begin to share that Christ mind, you will begin to feel the joy that the entirety of the healing is not contained within you, so you won't have to continue to justify your own conceptual idea of yourself with the healing factor. At that moment, you begin to associate the entirety of the process of healing based on the recognition of the power of your mind to perform that act totally, which we're demonstrating to each other right now. Were you spiritually healed at that time? I'm not sure that I would try to distinguish between spiritual healing and a remedy that you have found within any idea of sickness. But certainly the remedy in a decision within your own mind is there for you to make. And it's impossible if you decide you want to be well, you will not be if the cause of your sickness was a decision not to be. Could you see that with me? So the auspices of what I'm offering in your mind are the release of the defense of the idea that the wellness is separate from the sickness. Actually, they're simultaneous. And since at any single moment, separation, which is what sickness is, cannot be maintained, you will instantly be well in the entirety of that association. Do you know the problem you have with that? Are you ready? You call that death. You sustain the body, all right, within the particulars of your attack defense mode and justify your victory over God by dying. The one thing you don't apparently have a remedy for is death, because you depend on death to justify the association of the separation. Now, what can I do about that? Nothing. I can offer you the change, but until you decide within your own mind, you would rather not participate in the fear and sickness and death of this lonely hovel of nothingness, you will be what you have decided you want to be. Quickly listen to this, just a moment. So here we are. You believe, the sick ones believe, that sickness has chosen them. Nor are they open-minded on this point. The body tells them what to do and they obey. And they have no idea how insane this concept is. If they even suspected it, they would be healed. Yet they suspect nothing, all right? To them, the separation is quite real. Here we are. Now you're going to remedy with your body, all right? And I'm going to accept your knowledge about my tumor. Because you're better able to represent in our body associations the manner in which, as a practitioner, perhaps you do heal. And everything that you do conceptually in a relationship with body form is a definition of sickness and wellness, or pain and feeling good, or attack and defense. And there is no alternative to it. What I'm offering you at this moment, in the certainty of my mind, through the auspices of the healing of the power of God that I experienced in a moment of complete devastation that I could not justify within my own mind, I awaken from death. Do you want to hear that with me? What I'm actually offering you is a moment within your conceptual idea of being well, of the totality of your sickness. You are depending on the totality of death in order to justify the remedy that you think is possible. I have you at the point now within this teaching where I've realigned the idea of wellness based on separation to the point where the entirety of the devastation is going to occur. Can you hear this with me? This is the point where everyone in conceptual associations must come to, because it's the point in space-time where the devastation occurs, and there's no sense in avoiding it. Let's digress just a moment. Listen to this. All right, we're at that point. Listen to what happens. This is the moment that many of you are experiencing. It seems to you the world will utterly abandon you if you but raise your eyes. Yet all that will occur is you'll leave the world forever. This is the reestablishment of your will. Look upon it open-eyed, and you will never more believe that you're at the mercy of things beyond you, forces you cannot control, and thoughts that come to you against your will. Are you listening? It is your will to look upon this. No mad desire nor trivial impulses to forget again, no stab of fear nor the cold sweat of seeming death can stand against your will. For what attracts you from beyond the veil is also deep within you, unseparated from it and completely well. The great teachings of the Apostle Paul, from Saul to Paul, who was instructed in a moment of devastation to begin to teach the healing grace of God, was that he continues to die each day. If the association of yourself is a dependency on the auspices of cause and effect that holds you in the terror of continuing fear, all you need do is, at any moment, is let your mind die into the entirety of your inability to solve the problem. It's very much the same as living a day at a time. Are you ready? The auspices of my teaching are to live not only a day at a time, but live an hour at a time. Okay? How about a minute at a time? sick one with the tumor, all right? Your tumor is based on the idea that you're a body occupying a location within space-time, where in sequence you're going to get old and you're going to get died anyway, but you're going to fight the battle until you lose in the inevitability of your own sickness. If you read with me, sickness, death, is an idea that takes many forms. Despondency, pain, loss, all the things by which you identify yourself justify your location within that body. I am threatening you with a moment of the entirety of devastation. What does it have to do with your body? Absolutely nothing. Your body's not doing anything. The function of your association with each other in the body, in the matrix of non-creative light energy, is totally meaningless. In fact, is not occurring. Why? It has no source of reality. The idea that you are separate disallows you any source of reality based on the completion of the mission in which you have accepted the assignment. Some of you have come here very certainly that something is fundamentally wrong with this. And you're absolutely right. But just for a moment, as we just read you, you forgot. Now you're looking around here, you know you've been misplaced. You know you don't belong here, yet you can't see any alternative. You ask for an alternative, and here I am. Are you ready? I am telling you that your mission, through the acceptance of the responsibility for the saviorship, will be to heal this continuum of time within a new reference that we are offering each other. A new continuum of time where everywhere we go, we see ourselves momentarily not as bodies, but in communicating agencies of single mind through love, through forgiveness, that offer us the certainty of that healing capacity. Let's try it again, just for a minute. Let yourself be devastated with a single idea that there's no solution to your problem. Stop trying to seek a remedy in the repair of your body, and it will be perfectly repaired by the power of our minds to share that healing. Will it change the time in which you identify yourself? Yes. Are you ready? It will also change the space that you occupy in the body. This is our what we call spontaneous conversions of the idea that you were sick. How are you well? You're well for no reason at all, except the recognition of the wholeness that I am representing to you in my certainty that we share the power of love, which is unlimited in our associations with each other. Jesus says, therefore, go you forth and heal the sick and raise the dead. Not connected to physical death, because there is no such thing as death, because there is no such thing as your body, but connected to a spiritual awakening that demonstrates to you the moment of devastation and its repair. It's a new sequence of ideas about how we are identifying each other. And it's well described, the healing process is well described in this manual for teachers, for healers. Listen. All right, here's what we just described. To a human being, separation is quite real. Now, to them, God's teachers, as you have come to know you are, represent another choice, which what? They've forgotten. The simple presence of a teacher of God is a reminder. Why? His thoughts ask for the right to question what the patient has accepted as true. Listen, as God's messengers, his teachers are the symbols of salvation. They ask the patient for forgiveness for God's Son in his own name. Are you listening? They stand for the alternative. With God's word in their minds, they come in benediction, not to heal the sick, but to remind them of the remedy God has already given them. It is not their hands that heal. Are you listening? It is not their voice that speaks the word of God. They merely give what has been given them. Very gently, they call to their brothers to what? Turn away from death. Behold, you Son of God, what life can offer you when you choose sickness instead of what you are being offered. Listen, not once do the advanced teachers of God consider the forms of sickness in which their brothers believe. To do this is to forget that all of them have the same purpose and therefore are not really different. What do? They seek for God's voice in this brother who would so deceive himself as to believe God's Son can suffer. And they remind him that he did not make himself and must remain as God created him. I'm back just for a moment to remind you with my whole mind that if you will come into association with my mind as a healer, as the power of God healer, as a spiritual healer, you can recognize the light that we offer each other. One of the great demonstrations of the healing of Mary Baker, Science of Mind, without digressing into it, she would go into a hospital and there's all sorts of evidence and simply sit with the patient in the recognition that Jesus had called her. Is that what I'm asking you to do? Of course. You reduce science of mind to some sort of conceptual association of your capacity to heal based on the retention of your own sickness. It's not what this says. This says that standing between us in any association of sickness is our complete wellness. If I take on the aspects of my body wellness, which I am demonstrating to you now, and you'll accept it from me, you will be healed. Are you ready? You are already healed. It's impossible that contained within your own conceptual self is not a demonstration of this. The problem is not that. The problem is that it is a devastating moment. All I can assure you, look at me right now. I'm looking at you. You're watching this video of healing capacities that I'm offering you in the light very simply because you're very sick and tired of your inability to find the solution. You're finally at the point within your own conceptual self where you're saying, there's got to be another way. Okay? There has to be another way. Because every time I come here, I feel well. I continue to get sick for no reason at all. I appear to lose unjustly the things that I love. The innocent are convicted of guilt. The guilt remain innocent. And in this world of pain and death, we flux between the idea of evil and good without the totality of the admission there is only good and that through recognitions of good we will not associate with evil, which is a moment's separation from the truth of what we are. Now, the idea that in our association of bodies, through our minds we heal is the nature of the miracle of this Course in Miracles. And it's being demonstrated all around the world rather dramatically, all right? Because the idea that atonement or at-one-ment or totality and healing are actually simultaneous is in the entirety of the teaching. Let's listen to this quickly and wrap it up together. And they remind him that he did not make himself and must remain as God created him. Did you hear that? They recognize illusions can have no effect. The truth in their minds reaches out to the truth in the minds of their brothers, so that illusions are not reinforced. They are thus brought to truth. Ready? Truth is not brought to them. So are they dispelled, not by the will of another, but by the union of the one will within itself. And this is the function of God's teachers, to see no will as separated from their own, nor theirs as separate from God. The idea of separation, I'm going to teach this in the little time that we have left. I'd like to have you see it. The idea of separation in conceptual association cannot not be the idea of separate wills. All right? You are a willful demonstration within your conceptual body association of what you want to be true about yourself. The brother that you see out there, the other images contained within the formulation of light energy in the illusion of the factoring of space-time, demonstrate within their own association self-will, certainly not God's will, but determination, as was messaged in this last idea, that you didn't make yourself. Whatever factor you employ in the demonstration of the willfulness of you to dominate other associations with the power of your own mind, I might remind you how pitifully little you are. I might remind you that when you employ and employ your own self-will, you but demonstrate a capacity to use the littleness of your body form, sustain yourself for a moment in time, and die. The admonition that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in our Lord's Prayer is what I'm offering you. Because the will of God, your creating source, will be done in its entirety, not in regard to the self-will of the conceptual you that you maintain in order to justify a relationship with. There is a principle of unity and wholeness in the universal mind of God, of which you are a whole part. In our demonstration of the power of healing, we represent that will, not by an exchange of the sickness and the remedy, not by a justification of my power to heal you because I'm better performed or informed within my own credential association, but the simple admission that the will of the power of love is all around us, and that's what I'm offering you. Now, the resistance to the miracle of self-discovery is why you are here. I hope you'll look with these teachers of God concerning the auspices of A Course in Miracles offered in the revelation of the entrance into this time continuum of the Holy Mind of Jesus will be available to you now. Because certainly as a teacher of God and what we call an advanced teacher, a master teacher, I'm representing a certainty of my own devastation that was healed instantly in a new correspondence of space-time that I now represent to you in a hope that I can realign your need to define yourself and show you the light of God that's right with us now in this particular. Do you see that? Now, here's what the healing faculty is doing. The power of our sharing of a moment of the union of our minds alleviates the necessity for our separation, which was a demonstration of a misalignment within our own mind. In the realignment that's occurring within your mind, our body forms will be healed in their entirety. Thank you for sharing with me at this time and place the particulars of the Manual of Teachers of A Course in Miracles. The certainty that the power of your mind to reason to the truth of what you are is available to you within this sequence of time you're in now, and was performed right there at that moment. Do you see that? A lot of healing went on in this last episode, didn't it? And suddenly you're going, I'm well. Yes, I did use that power, and I am now whole and well. And I'm ready to leave this continuum of time, and I'm going to share that willingness from God to demonstrate my certainty that we share that love. Because God goes with us wherever we go. God is the mind with which we think and share this moment of love together. Let's say it then, shall we? God bless us, everyone. The healing that just occurred there, I may be seeing you a lot sooner than you think. We're in a dream of death, awakening from it now. And we're going to share the solution that we have found within this factor of life. We will be together until this is over.